Hello, and welcome to KBIA's Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez, and for this week's show, I went up to Harrison County, near the border with Iowa, to learn about bison. About 20 Nature Conservancy trustees, visitors, and staff have gathered for a tour of the Conservancy's Dunn Ranch Prairie. The Nature Conservancy is an international nonprofit focused on conservation. The prairie covers more than 3,000 acres and is host to a dizzying variety of native insects and birds, but on this morning, the tour group has gathered to see its most imposing inhabitants, bison. The visitors load up onto a flatbed trailer with benches for seating. The tractor hauls them out to the prairie with Dunn Ranch site manager Randy Arndt at the helm.
Dunn Ranch is about 3,400 acres. We purchased it in 1999. In 2004, there was less than 19% of the area was in native vegetation. And since then, we've replanted more than 2,500 acres of prairie.
The ranch is a focal point for an overarching restoration project called the Grand River Grasslands. Arndt says the Conservancy envisions the project as a network of privately managed working grasslands anchored by core areas of high-quality prairie like Dunn Ranch. After entering the bison enclosure, the tractor comes to a halt. Arndt says the bison here are key to the mission.
The main reason we have our bison are to be used as a tool to manage the prairie and create the structure, the openness and differences in height that we need for the various suites of grassland birds.
And because bison have lived on the prairie for millennia, their behavior is intricately tied to the plants on which the wildlife relies.
And when you see them, you look at them, their fur is just full of seed. And they'll come over here and say, oh, I'm going to flop on the ground in dust. And he does his thing there. And in the meantime, that seed's flying out of his fur. And so he takes the seed from over there and plants it over here.
As the trailer winds through the prairie, Arndt points out the unique makeup of Dunn Ranch.
Everything you see to the south and west is the unplowed portion of the prairie. There's about 1,000 acres there. It still has all the characteristics of the original prairie. It's got 40 inches of black topsoil. It's got over 300 species of native plants.
Arndt says he suspects the rough topography of the land saved it from being plowed under like so many other areas of prairie in the state. With 99% of the original prairie in Missouri gone, Arndt says the 1,000-acre patch of unplowed land at Dunn Ranch represents the largest such area in the whole six-state ecoregion. This patch has served as a refuge for countless native insect species, including ants that have since recolonized the replanted areas of the ranch, as well as bees, which are Conservation Coordinator Hillary Haley's specialty.
For here, we could expect to see maybe 200 to 300 species of native bees. And so far, I've collected 110 species just from this area.
The scarcity of unplowed prairie makes Dunn Ranch a potentially valuable site for researchers.
We have a tremendous amount of opportunity here to open up Dunn Ranch to be a sort of living laboratory for people to come in and understand better the native system that is here.
After a twisting and windy ride, the trailer pulls alongside a dozen or so bison, spooking them into rejoining the larger herd a hill over. The tour group excitedly crowds around one side of the trailer, taking pictures of the bison as they jump and play with one another.
Yeah, they're feeling pretty frisky today. They don't hardly ever run around like this.
After watching the herd for a few minutes, the tractor starts the journey back to the ranch's visitor center, leaving the bison to their work of maintaining the prairie. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for listening. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.